What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello, this is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, I am calling because I have a problem, and I want you guys to fix it for me. I went out with this guy, and we had such a great time. We met online, and then we met for just like this casual date at Piata over in Kettering, and we had such a great time. I mean, we have so much in common, and we laughed, and it was a wonderful date. But I haven't heard from him since. He doesn't reply to texts or anything, and I don't know what happened. Everything was perfect, the whole meal, even with dessert. Like, we shared a little dessert, you know. And, I mean, we could have been like Lady and the Tramp sharing spaghetti, as far as that goes.
Because
everything was adorable. It was, like,
aww,
really adorable.
Who
we
is
so
he?
So much in common.
What's his name?
Tyler.
Tyler.
He's my little Tyler bear. I just want to hug the stuffings out of him.
Maybe that's the problem.
Oh my goodness, what?
Maybe it's the problem.
Well, Nancy, you want to call Tyler Bear and see what happened?
Sure.
Be real quiet, okay? We'll give him a call in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Danielle, you guys went to Piata for your first date. You said it was very casual. You had a great time, and now he won't call you back?
And it was a super great time. I mean, we connected on every level. So I just really want to know if maybe there's something wrong. Maybe he's sick or something. I don't know.
Tyler Bear.
Oh, yes. Where's my little Tyler Bear?
He's squishy. Oh. She wants to squish him. I know what she's talking about. So let's go ahead and call him.
All right, be real quiet, okay, Danielle?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tyler?
It is.
Is this the Tyler Bear?
I'm not sure what that means.
You know, that sounds so creepy when you say that.
Well, I mean, that's just how he was introduced to me, so.
Tyler Bear?
Tyler Bear.
He wants to put lotion on your skin.
Now, that's a little creepy. That got weird, Nancy.
I'm thinking it. No, actually, I want you to tell him who we really are.
Okay. We're Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, okay.
He feels better now.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot better. I thought you were going to kidnap me.
I was kind of worried about that, too. So, Tyler, do you know somebody who did call you Tyler Bear?
Vaguely.
Well.
Yes or no?
Maybe. Who are we talking about right now?
Well, what we do here is a thing called Second Date Update. Are you familiar with it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, Danielle called us, said you guys went to Piata and had a good time, she thought, but now she can't get a hold of you.
Danielle. Okay, yeah. Well, we did have a good date, I would say, except for one really strange thing.
You know what is so weird is that your voice just kind of totally changed. Like, you went from, like, really, like, oh, yeah, yeah, to, like, oh, her. What was wrong with her?
No, she's a sweet girl. It's just, all right, dinner went, you know, as good as it can go. We got along really well. We talked. It was a very smooth conversation. At the end of the date, I walked her to her car, and she started freaking out, getting all excited. I guess she saw a couple of squirrels, and she ran to her car and came back with a giant scoop of nuts. She started feeding the squirrels and, like, talking to them and jumping around with them. And, who's the little baby squirrel? Who's the little squirrel? And then she started telling me she keeps this giant container of nuts. She just kind of like rolls around and feeds squirrels every time she sees them on the side of the road, I guess. So within a couple of minutes, I mean, we were surrounded by like 10, 15 squirrels. It was a little creepy. I'm not going to lie.
I don't see a problem with that.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with this at all. I mean, unless it was like Veruca Salt-like from, you know, Willy Wonka.
I mean, squirrels are... I hate to be that guy. I mean, they're cute, but they're basically rats with squishy tails.
Oh, what?
Again, I don't see anything wrong with this. So why were you so weirded out by it? Because she loves animals? Wouldn't this be a good indication of what kind of mother she would be, you know?
I think you can love animals without carrying a big jar of feed around with you to attract the animals to you. You know
again?
I mean? The squirrel whisperer.
You know?
That's not whispering to the squirrel. That's feeding them so they come hang out with you. That's not whispering to them.
Okay, you know what, Tyler? Those squirrels are my little friends. And you may not understand it, but there's nothing wrong with loving nature and animals and cute little squirrels.
That's right.
Danielle?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's cool to like squirrels and whatnot, but yeah, I just thought it was a little odd how intimate you were getting with the squirrels. I mean, you don't think it was like we were surrounded by squirrels within seconds. It was kind of intimidating.
You never fed a wild animal anything ever before? I mean, you never gave a crap about whether they were full or not? They're just running around in the wild desperately searching for food?
At the zoo, I'll feed like a giraffe or something like that, but I'm not going to feed a wild animal some food on the side of the road. I mean, I respect wildlife. That's you don't really want to engage in that. Can't you catch rabies from stuff like that too? I mean, they're so fast. They would just jump on your neck and start gnawing on you. I mean, game over.
This is not like a zombie situation. They're little cute fluffy squirrels. Oh my gosh, Tyler, what are you saying?
Hey, I feed animals. I have dogs, all right? I feed the goats at Young's. I
see?
Like
you get it then, don't
he knows.
So why are you mad at me for feeding a couple of squirrels? It was just a few peanuts. It wasn't like the end of the world.
That's fair. And I'm not mad at you. I was just a little thrown off, all right? You're obviously very pretty. I had a great time with you. It was just, it's a little jarring to see how eager you were to dive into a pool of squirrels, you know?
I do like squirrels. I do like wild animals, and I will give them food every once in a while. But I also volunteer. I volunteer at FIXA, and these animals are beautiful and needy, and everybody should pitch in, I think. And the fact that you don't, maybe I should judge you.
You could also come to our Concert for a Cause coming up, and that benefits six. Just saying. Yeah. But anyway, you know what? I just think there's a little miscommunication here, Woody. I think these are two really good people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and maybe Tyler can just get to know her a little better, and we can help.
Yeah, well, what we can do is set you guys up with a second date, you know, send you out in the company limo, pay for dinner with a $150 gift card, maybe some concert tickets or movie passes. But all you guys have to do is say yes right now or it all goes away.
I mean,
what if I brought peanuts sorry. With me?
You're kidding, right? Yeah, you are. You're just joking.
I am.
Okay, good.
I am. I don't want to freak this guy out, and I don't go around doing it every single moment of my life. You know, I just, you know, had the opportunity, and I fed a couple of squirrels, so I don't want him to think I'm a nutcase. Get it? Nut?
Jeez. Tyler. See, Tyler, she seems fun.
I think that, you know, she's just a caring person, and I would want somebody with a good heart like that.
Yeah, it seems like I kind of misjudged the situation a little
Aww.
Bit. She's very sweet, very funny. That sounds excellent. Let's just leave the squirrel feed at the house. And yeah, let's go have a good time.
Danielle?
I'm in.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Ready.
All right.
Go. We want you guys to call us back then and let us know what happened. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good.
The K99.1 FM, 730.
Second date update.